This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The sound of sporadic gunfire rattled through parts of Khartoum on Monday, and smoke was seen rising over the Sudanese capital. A statement by Sudan's Doctors Syndicate says at least 481 civilians have been killed in the city since fighting began last month. The number of wounded civilians has jumped to more than 2,500. The battle for control of Sudan erupted on April 15th after months of escalating tensions between the military and the rival paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces. Russia launched its biggest swarm of drones for months against Ukraine on Monday, the eve of Russia's May 9th holiday celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
According to Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, Russia fired 60 Iranian-made kamikaze drones at targets in Ukraine. 36 targeted the capital, all of which were shot down, he said.
Right now we're in the apartment, one of the buildings. Today was one of the massive attacks to our hometown. Five people was taken injuries, two people right now in hospitals, but nobody has died. It's very important.
The drone swarm is the latest in a renewed Russian air campaign launched 10 days ago.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. Tens of thousands of Serbians rallied in the capital Belgrade on Monday, demanding better security, a ban on violent content on TV, and the resignation of key ministers days after two separate mass shootings. Crowds and numbers not seen in the Balkan country for years solemnly marched through the city center behind a banner reading Serbia Against Violence. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ahead of May 14th polls, Turkey's pro-Kurdish Green Left Party says it's under siege, accused of links to separatists who have been fighting in the region for decades. For VOA, Dorian Jones reports from Diyarbakir, Turkey's largest majority Kurdish city.
Accounting for about a fifth of the population, the Kurdish vote is key to the outcome of May's presidential and parliamentary elections. This is especially so as the pro-Kurdish Green Left Party is now supporting Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu against incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. With Kılıçdaroğlu vowing to free imprisoned Kurdish politicians and constitutional reform, the elections offers an opportunity for fundamental change. Given the high stakes, campaigning is intensifying with only days left before an election that many see as key to the country's future. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Diyarbakir.
Both an opposition war monitor and a pro-government radio station are reporting airstrikes over southern Syria have killed one of the country's most well-known drug dealers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The first strike hit a home near the Jordanian border, killing Mahi Ramthan, his wife and six children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The monitoring group and Sham FM then said another strike a southern province hit a building thought to have been a drug factory. The strike also comes a day after Arab governments reinstated Syria to the Arab League. As the Arab nations gradually rekindle ties with Damascus, one of the key topics of discussion has been Syria's illicit drug industry, which has flourished during the ongoing conflict, especially the illegal amphetamine Captagon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump's lawyer on Monday called a rape and defamation case brought by the writer E. Jean Carroll against the former U.S. president an affront to the justice system. During closing arguments in a civil trial in New York federal court, the lawyer Joe Tacopina urged jurors to set aside any opinions they may have about Trump and reject what the lawyer called Carroll's efforts to quote-unquote profit from what he called a false story. Canada struggled on Monday to control wildfires that have forced thousands to flee, halted oil production, and threatened to raise towns, with the western province of Alberta calling for federal help. Some 30,000 people were ordered to leave their homes over the past 3 days, as more than 100 fires flared across the province, including 29 currently out of control. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.